Here's part three of the May 31st, 2007, Jimmy Don't Podcast.
The world's about to be destroyed. There's no point getting all annoyed.
Lie back and let the planet dissolve all around you. Despite those nets of tuna leaks, we thought that most of you were sweet. Especially tiny tots and your pregnant women. So long, so long, so long, so long, so long.
The Jimmy Don't Show.
Yeah, right. Oh, so long today. I just want to mention a couple things as an intro.
We're in the light notes.
Yeah, we are. We are. I did want to say thank you for bringing up my new Apple IIe stuff.
Hey, my pleasure.
I finally managed to score the most.
Oh, you got it.
I got it. I managed to score the most elusive thing you can imagine, which is a Unidisc 3.5, which is, I don't know how many they made, but they are tough to find. Finally won one on eBay.
These things are so old.
The physics that operates them is obsolete.
That's right. They didn't even use quantum physics on this.
No, there's a small little platter in there with it's pressed to vinyl with a needle on it.
With a bird.
With a bird, right, like the Flintstones.
Thank you so much. So I'm going retro. I'm setting up my Apple IIe station. I'm loving it. Now, the other thing I did want to mention is that we're going to be next week going down to the Cape, right?
Yeah, and in fact, I got a really cool light note about that. Did you see... This actually didn't happen recently. This is back in 2002. Did you see Buzz Aldrin punch out dude?
No, I said there's a video of this, right?
Yeah,
Why would he punch out a guy for telling him that the moon landings were fake?
You got to watch the full video.
This guy has followed Buzz around for a long time.
Yeah, his name is Bart Siebrel.
And he always confronts him and says that it was all BS. You didn't go anywhere.
He carries around a Bible and tries to get all the astronauts to swear on the Bible that they walked on the moon. And a lot of them have done it, actually, just to shut the guy up, you know. But this guy was just in Buzz's face big time, and he keeps trying to walk around and avoid, and this guy just keeps coming around, and then he's sitting there right, he corners Buzz, and Buzz can't really go anywhere, and he goes, "You're a liar and a coward," and Buzz just cocks back and goes, right in the face.
It was hilarious.
A solid hit.
And when was this?
This was
2002.
2002, and this has now made it on YouTube.
September 11th, 2002.
Well, it's been on there.
It's been on there. I just never knew it. I was just doing some astronaut
research. I've
seen it.
Well, now we're going down to the...
was national news at the time.
Yeah, we'll link to it.
I mean, I saw it on CNN or whatever 4 years ago. Yeah, I remember when it happened.
So, do you think they prosecuted Buzz?
No.
Buzz gets off.
He has diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right.
Lunarmatic immunity.
That's right.
He's from the moon.
No, we're going to go down there to the big deal, though, the signing convention, right?
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's, again, by the time you hear this, we'll probably be knee-deep in astronauts.
Yeah, well, it's like 4 or 5 days down there. So don't we get to see a launch?
On next Friday. There's a launch.
On the 9th.
On the 9th. And then, in fact, it's going to be in the evening.
Supposedly
going to happen right in the middle of our little cocktail gala we're supposed to be down there.
We'll be drunk.
They'll probably scrub the cocktail gala to go watch the launch.
You think?
Yeah.
I think.
So, we'll be able to see it
from the hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure we can, but I'm sure that they've got... You can see it from here. But anyway, we'll be down there. We'll take some pictures and some video and.
By the way, on the same thing, have you seen that now? They now have a ride that simulates, you know, a launch.
Yeah, we're going on the ride.
We're going on the ride,
which is awesome, and I'm all for that. But don't you think they're about 20 years late on this freaking ride? I mean, the space shuttle is almost obsolete, and they just came out with the freaking ride.
It's a government program.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, I want to tell you. Let me tell you.
86 would have been a more appropriate time for the launch of this.
No, I tell you, this is not, I disagree with you on this, because they got rides that use dinosaurs. Now, are you telling me they should have had, let me tell you, they got the.
You know what, though? People aren't lining up to ride on those dinosaur rides anymore.
Yeah, they are. They got the
new ones down there that are from,
They're real dinosaurs, right?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. All right, well, I'm just saying. It seemed a little late.
You can say what you want, but you're wrong.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you think this is, Jake Roachu?
What do you think? I'm sorry.
All right, listen. Paris Hilton got 23 days off of her 45-day sentence already.
Just for asking.
Now, I heard that Lindsay's going into jail, too, maybe.
Oh, man. Lindsay, she busted up her car, and they found some cocaine.
Did they actually just... Are you sure? They said it looked like cocaine. Are you sure it was cocaine?
It looked like cocaine. It tastes like cocaine. It worked like cocaine.
It's just cocaine.
That's okay. Right.
And of course she cracked it. Her car that she cracked up was like a $65,000 Mercedes or something.
That's
oops.
Nothing. Nah, it's nothing.
No, pocket change. She's like number one on the maximum hottest
room. It was a $200,000.
Yeah, like Paris Hilton's, you know, boy trashing the Bentley or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Whatever. I got another one at home.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
This is a car to get to my car.
That's right. I drive this one to the end of the driveway.
That's right.
Pick up my car. Yeah, no, I thought it was crazy that she gets 23 days off for showing up to court. Man, you got to be kidding me. But I still think she'll do some time. It'll be interesting to see.
She's going to turn herself in.
Have you heard that yet?
Donovan leaving Gators to coach Magic. Oh, man. That's
you
not a light
me?
Note. That's bad. That's bad news.
I just happened to see this on local.
What is it? That was today's news, right?
Jack's distracting me here.
I know. I'm telling, but what the F is going on?
No, he won. He did. He's done it. He's done what he's supposed to do.
$5.5 million is what's going on.
That's right. Hey, Billy Donovan is a winner.
That's it.
Because I would imagine that his take home here is probably in the neighborhood of $1 million.
Yeah,
or thereabouts. So
yeah. Oh, I think he could. Yeah, but I thought he just gave up. Yeah, twice.
1.7 million.
1.7.
Whatever. So yeah. To go to five. Hey, that's a raise.
That's a raise.
There's going to be a lot of hamburgers, a lot of filet. Joe Kim Noah said. That's right. Oh well.
All right. Let's see. Did you notice that Bush went to the latest FEMA disaster site? And I saw Rick Keller go over there to the tornado site. I mean, what are the politicians doing up showing a disaster site? Like they're going to change nature.
Well, they think they can. Again, these people think they have a magic wand.
I mean,
they honest to God, they think that they can wave their hands.
They are
King Canute.
If I had been here, this wouldn't have happened.
That's right.
Just make hurricanes illegal in Florida.
Man.
Boy, I tell you, seriously,
that's what they ought to do.
That's what they ought to do. Well, I thought, you know, speaking of FEMA, of course, I think I mentioned this, the FEMA pricing of trailers called unfair and wasteful. They have sold trailers to victims of the 2005 hurricanes at prices that range from $1 to $20,000 under inconsistent policies. Well, duh. I thought this was interesting that when they talk about this, the report is the latest criticism of FEMA's handling of the multi-billion-dollar housing program. It established in 2005, about 86,000 families were displaced by the hurricanes and continue to live in trailers and mobile homes, down from a peak of about 120,000. But when you go through this thing, the prices ranged improperly because of inconsistent policies. One office priced trailers based on average yearly cost of all types of housing units rather than the cost of a single trailer. Several discounted trailers at different rates based on their age, while one made no allowance for depreciation and sold units as a flat rate. The government was receiving an average of about $7,000 for each of the units that could cost FEMA $18,620. They're $11,000 in the hole for everyone. I mean,
now that's efficiency.
That's your government at work. I mean, these people.
They are very efficient, actually, at wasting money.
They are. Again, no.
Hey, did you guys
trailer left unturned?
Did you guys see the military Mickey? I know this is old news at this point, but
no.
You didn't see that
the Hamas or
yeah,
whatever.
Oh, and Disney Mickey. Decided not to sue.
Really?
Well, that's right. They said, yeah, what do we care?
This was the
Mickey Mouse character.
What are they getting?
It was the Mickey Mouse character on Hamas TV
right. That
was berating, you know, taking the Americans to task for helping
the... He was encouraging terrorism.
Suicide bombers.
This is like Tokyo Rose, only in mouse form.
Man,
right.
It was amazing.
On TV.
A big Mickey Mouse and a little girl sitting there. And the little girl saying, what should we do, Mickey? And Mickey was saying, well, you take the gun and you shoot the infidels and stuff like that. And I mean, it was amazing.
Good. I guess if you spend a week down there, you can actually talk like Mickey.
You know.
All right. I got another one. Have you seen this in Italy, man? We are all going to Rome, just so you know. The Italian researchers find traces of cocaine and pot in the air in Rome. Just floating around.
So you can get, not only can you get stoned, but you can get loaded walking around Italy. Walking around Rome.
Yeah, researchers has figured out what makes la vita so dolce, what makes life so sweet in Rome. So said the institute made a discovery during a study of toxic substances. I guess they're doing this all the time. They're figuring out what's in the air. But apparently the results found that in Rome, there were traces of cocaine and cannabis, as well as nicotine, caffeine.
Man, that's better than cinnamon and Chesapeake
Bay. This is one of the greatest. The highest concentrations of cocaine were found in the center of Rome and especially in the area of the local university.
Boy, that's a
wow,
shock.
That's shocking. Amazing.
Well, you know, that's what they've said, that if somebody would, like, 90% of all the paper money has traces of cocaine on
it.
Right.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Big deal. So us.
Well, I would expect them to find a high concentration in the Vatican.
They're on something.
Yeah.
All right. Bush, I saw this headline. Bush seeks $30 billion to fight AIDS in Africa.
Yeah.
It sounds awful nice, doesn't it? I thought the headline should have been, Bush seeks $30 billion for his friends, the drug companies.
No, I mean, obviously, you know, who's going to be... This, I was reminded of this the other day when I went into the store and I bought something and the guy gave me a free item and he says, and you get one of these for free. And I said, well, no, it's actually at no additional charge.
It ain't free. Money.
Yeah, right. Well, it reminds me of the same thing here. We have something here called, this is what a lot of people want. They talk about affordable housing. It's cost the same. There's no difference in the price. It's what you're paying for it. It's who's actually paying. If you have an affordable housing, if you have a $100,000 home and you're only paying $50,000, it may be affordable to you, but somebody, me, is picking up the other $50,000.
That's exactly right.
Hey, here we go. They're trying to establish a trust fund for grizzlies and wolves and other endangered animals.
Did we talk about that?
No, we talked about it on the internet, but not on air. And in Montana, Wyoming, and some other state out there. And the guy's quote was, this is a national issue.
Well, you know, we had, of course, a trust fund here in Florida for the panther.
Yeah. That's,
you know, you can buy a tag.
We've talked about
it. You can buy a tag.
Each panther gets like $117,000 a year.
Oh, no.
Well, at least it was voluntary. I mean,
right.
In the sense that you
opted to buy the Save the Panther tag. No, well, I figured out one time that each one of those panthers was rich. The capital money that's been collected is like $2 or $3 million
per panther. I say we catch them.
Let me tell you, for set up the trust.
Oh, they were relocating.
Hold them for ransom.
Oh, that was our idea. Was to say, oops, these are actually Wyoming panthers.
That's right.
Let's move them back to Wyoming.
Where their home is.
Originally.
Where they're originally from.
Well, I thought there was actually... I thought they figured they were going to move them anyway. They're not.
They may have. Again, I don't know.
There's only 19 of them or something.
Yeah, there's...
Right, this is what I like. He said, it's a national issue. If you live in Georgia and you want to see a grizzly, you go to Montana. And I'm thinking, if I live in Georgia and want to see a grizzly, I go to the zoo.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah, I mean, I walk to the zoo. I am not taking at $3.15 a gallon for gas. I am not driving to Montana or taking an airplane. You know, it's funny. I took Grandma on an Alaskan cruise several years ago.
Yeah.
And we went up to Denali, which is a joke. I mean, Denali, listener, do not bother. Denali is a wasteland. So we went up there to see the grizzly.
Y'all saw some wildlife out there.
We saw a grizzly.
Uh-huh. What range?
Well, the grizzly was fairly close. It was probably 100.
Ripping the top off the car.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't you get to see like a caribou at about 2 miles?
Yeah, we got and some goats on the top of a mountain that were like these little dots.
Uh-huh.
And actually, if you had the official
Hawaiian telescope?
No, if you had the Hubble. You could have seen. No, if you had the old World War II German binoculars that took two people to carry, then you could make it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we saw for wildlife in Denali. But we did see a grizzly. It cost $20,000
to see that grizzly.
To see that grizzly. I'm thinking, you know, I don't think so.
I go to the zoo next time.
You go to the zoo. That's
Grandma,
right.
Look, we're in Alaska.
Yeah, that's right. She wouldn't know anymore.
we just crossed into Alaska, Grandma.
I throw a little snow on her. What would she know?
No, right. No problem. Hit her with a snow cone.
That's it. A snow cone.
I like this
with
one.
Throw her with some cocaine, maybe. That looks like snow.
This is out in Salt Lake City. This is a great business venture here. A woman ends up getting 6 months in jail for coming up with the Christmas lights. Okay, apparently a device that she says would conceal the Christmas lights until it's Christmas time, and then they pop out and just magically work. And apparently they solicited investors for this at several bars, while waving $100 bills and buying drinks for everybody.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise. There's no such device.
Oh, okay. So it's a fraud.
A little fraud.
Okay.
I'm
surprised the SEC didn't get her for trying to do a public offering to...
Christine Molinakis, 45, was accusing of fleecing more than 70 investors.
Well, you know when they're collecting at a bar?
Yeah, man, you're drunk. Hello.
She's buying the drinks. I mean, come on, who's really at fault there? I say the 70 investors are the Are the suckers.
That's right.
They gave her 6 months in jail.
Oh, speaking of suckers, I saw this thing the other day. I was watching on, we have a couple of religious channels here. And this guy Tilton, who's out of Texas someplace. And this guy is such a charlatan, you cannot imagine. I mean, it is amazing to me that you are not allowed to promote certain drugs and things like that because they're to protect the people and so forth. But religion gets a pass on this. And I love this one. This guy was saying, I see somebody out there now. I see you sitting there. And it reminds me of the guy from Blue Collar TV, Ron White, said he saw this guy. Here's the joke. Let me back up. Here's the joke. Ron White is sitting there, and this guy, Tilton, says, I see you sitting there in a beanbag chair eating naked, eating Cheetos. And Ron White says, this guy's good. And he says, and I see that you'd like to get up and send me $1,000. And Ron White says, well, he almost had me.
Not that good.
Not me after all. Somebody else. So anyway, I'm watching this guy. And this is the same guy. And he's on, he's saying, you know, he's praying for you. And he says, send it. I see somebody out there, and I need you to send me $1,000 right now. I'm going to pray for you right now. You're going to be rich. And then the show ended, and it was copyright 1998. I'm thinking, this guy is such a charlatan. He doesn't even do.
Right.
And so this is a 9-year-old show that he puts on Sunday morning asking for $1,000 donations. I mean, this is amazing to sit in your
classic.
I bet he got some cash too.
I mean, I am stuck, you know, to think that anybody, and again, it's in small print at the end. I just happen to notice it. But it just is hysterical. What a charlatan.
Did you see the Bloomberg gun giveaway?
That was
apparently they had quite a few patrons show up.
Yeah. They basically, these people organized.
This was in Virginia.
New York.
What? No,
well,
no.
Maybe it was across. Yeah, right.
No, it was in Virginia.
Yeah.
And
we talked about this.
Did we?
Yeah, this was the big deal in Virginia. They had the big
I just thought it was
blowing out your nose Bloomberg, and they had a thing where you could win stuff. I mean, you were winning some pretty good stuff because the reason was that obviously Bloomberg was accusing Virginia of selling guns, supplying guns that were being used in New York, and they said, "Yeah, well, so what?
Right?
You know, take it or leave it, pal."
Right. That's it. Did you see that DC is having a slogan competition?
Yes.
I did see that. I was stunned by this. Jimmy was stunned into silence on the on what you could come up with.
I'm surprised your brain just didn't fry.
No, it did. It short circuited. I mean, because you think about, they want to come up with a slogan like, what do they have? Some plate. We have in Colorado, for instance, we have more snow than everybody, and it ain't all snow,
right?
Or something.
The evergreen state.
Yeah, but I mean, they have, you know, come
the sunshine state.
Sunshine state, right? Yeah. Exactly.
My favorite one came from our esteemed colleague Dr. Johnson.
Oh yeah,
which was one teat, many boobs.
That's right. No, I mean, watch your money fly away. Yeah. I mean, come to D.C., watch your money in action, or not.
D.C., because Alcatraz is closed. Yeah. That's Lardo's.
And Cindy Sheehan has officially resigned.
Oh!
Is she selling her Crawford land?
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard she's selling her Crawford, Texas, their little plot of land.
Stitch's comment was...
No longer wants to be the
fix. Was it another uselessness, idiot's uselessness gone or something?
I thought it was. I like the one. Nobody's paying attention to me. I'm going to go home and pout.
And you talk about somebody. The big picture you always see of her is buddy with Hugo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really that. No, she thinks Hugo's just the finest thing on this planet.
Maybe she can go back down.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. You hear about this this disc jockey on the air? He felt himself having a seizure, and his last words into his mic was, "Help me." A listener in the vicinity ran over to the disc jockey's, you know, shindig studio there and saved his ass.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Wait. If you're a disc jockey, can't you punch up 911 or?
Apparently, he didn't have time.
If you have
to
a telephone,
that's true. No, we auctioned those off.
It was WOHS DJ Tim Biggerstaff,
All right. I would kill for a name like that. This is the Jimmy Biggerstaff Show.
Suffered from diabetes since childhood. Has always been candid about his health. When he felt a seizure about to strike, he called out to his listeners.
Wow. Cool listeners.
Yeah.
All right, last one I got is actually a year old, but they've just publicized it, or I just heard about it. But this officer thought he was overdosing on marijuana.
Oh, this is great.
He made himself a bunch of brownies with a quarter ounce of pot.
He and his wife. Right?
And they ate all the brownies, which is like way too many. And
they called 911.
Hey, we got a clip.
This is what he said.
I think I'm having an overdose at his school with my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
How much did you guys have?
That's some good
shit,
man.
I don't know, we made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Have you ever had it before, pal?
Oh, man.
I mean, I love this. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
I think we're dead.
That's right. The speed of
this call isn't going to do much good, is it?
Well, maybe if time slows down some more.
Yeah.
I love it. And the speed of light has dropped to half speed. No, I mean, this guy obviously... Can you admit time has slowed down? I am laughing my ass off. Guess what, pal?
All right, what you got, E.E.?
I just got one, actually. Believe it or not, a man takes bathroom break during boxed execution.
This guy was not the executioner, right? This was the executionee.
I mean, just imagine he's sitting there going, You know, I know you guys are working really hard, and I know you're busy, but I gotta go. Can you just barely admit it, you know? So anyway, apparently they let him up. He went.
Was a shot type thing?
They were trying to give him a shot. Yeah, he was kind of a big guy.
Couldn't find his veins.
Couldn't find it.
Right.
Ten times they poked him. Oops.
Yep.
But he dead now.
Yeah, he wasn't all that botched.
And that's what EJ wrote back. He goes, boxed execution. Well, you know, is he dead?
So, it's a success.
But I love Lardo goes, bring back the guillotine. And then Stitch goes, yeah, you only got to find the neck.
Well, that guy might have been tough. Apparently he was fairly huge.
Maybe.
So that's all I got, really.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with this. You can send us email at jimmy@jimmydone.com.
Yeah. Counselor Curtis at Jimmy Doan.
I'm Eric at wherever.
.com.
I'm the other guy at the other guy. .com.
That's it.
Eric enough. At jimmydone.com. Jack at jimmydearrows.com. Laura at jimmydone.com. We'll make sure to set her up one. Of course, she's just over here talking. You want to say anything, Laura? Yeah.
Good show.
Boy, I'll tell you, she really adds a lot to it, doesn't she?
Take over.
I'll tell you.
The DJ Laura Show.
That's right. You can tell.
Hey, we're going to have our hypnosis site up here, I think, this week.
All right.
We're doing
there's somebody out there who wants to donate $1,000.
That's right. I feel your pain.
Hopefully we'll have it up Sunday.
You are healed.
But go to extremehypnosis.com. It'll be a fun site.
We'll link on our website, right?
Yeah, we'll link to it.
Wait. If you're going to make any money off this, we're going to give it a pay for that ad. You're not getting off too light on that.
All right, I won't charge you for the thousands of hours.
You don't need to go there. You do not need to go there.
All right, guys.
Woohoo! See you next time. Jimmy Doan Show.
That's it.
Thanks for listening to part 3 of the May 31st, 2007 Jimmy Doan Podcast.
Counselor Curtis for your get out of jail free card. That's not good.
Blow me. You hardly even know me. Just set yourself below me and blow me. You gotta blow me. Oh.
Not too smart.